What have you got for us today, Mr. Jones?
Ho, 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 Nick. Or should that be Saint Nick?
It should be Saint Nick.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
It is indeed.
It's time for Christmas movies and that sort of thing. And, you know, when you go into your Christmas stocking or your Christmas stocking's there above the fireplace and you feel it and you think, oh, there might be some sugar, you know, some candy cane or some sugar plums or chestnuts or something in there. Open up and there's more like a lump of coal.
Yeah,
have you ever experienced that?
I have.
Well, I've never experienced that. But this is what I imagine would be if you went along to the movies expecting something really funny and you ended up seeing Office Christmas Party.
Wow.
I was a bit disappointed. Like, I don't know if you've seen the trailers. That
I haven't.
The trailers
even done
for this
that.
Film have been hilarious. I was like, oh gosh, this is going to be so funny. You know, your expectations get really high. You were expecting a bike and then it turns out to be, you know, a scooter or something. Just disappointing. Anyway, look, Jason Bateman's in this one, which again led to high expectations. Olivia Munn, Jennifer Aniston, T.J. Miller.
I love T.J. Miller.
I love T.J. Miller too. He was great in Deadpool, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he
terrific
was.
Terrific stuff.
Fantastic in Silicon Valley.
Kate McKinnon is also in this. Kate McKinnon, you might not recognise that name, but if you've seen any of the parodies of Hillary Clinton over the last, 8 years,
yeah.
Kate McKinnon has been the one behind most of them.
She has.
Regular on Saturday Night Live. She was also in Ghostbusters.
And she was amazing. That's who everyone fell in love with. Holtzman.
Yeah. Anyway, look, there's also a whole lot of other familiar faces from comedies that you would have seen around the film places that you watch movies. Anyway, this film is also directed by two people, which I think is a bit of a problem. It's directed by a guy called Josh Gordon and Will Speck. A bit about the film. In order to save the Chicago branch of their tech company from CEO Carol Vanstone, that's Jennifer Aniston, her brother Clay, played by T.J. Miller, and his chief technical officer Josh, played by Jason Bateman, they decide to throw a massive Christmas party to impress a potential whale of a client that's going to get them out of the hole that they're in. Needless to say, things get out of hand. In a disappointingly predictable way. Look, this is a really highly talented comedic cast, but they're really wasted in this film by a pair of directors that really tend to play it safe, which is kind of ironic in a film that's about taking risks and going for it to save a company. It just leaves to some very ponderous and laborious setups, to some set pieces which could have been really, really funny, that just end up kind of falling flat.
Mm.
Yeah, just disappointing stuff. And, you know, Jason Bateman, I really do like his shtick, but why does he always play the same character in every film that he's in? You know, the dry-witted straight man surrounded by a whole bunch of crazy.
He doesn't like to branch out.
No, he doesn't really stretch himself. Another strange choice in a film about taking risks. And Olivia Munn, she always plays the sexy nerd. Have you?
I hadn't actually noticed that.
You haven't noticed that? Well, I'm the sexy nerd. This film is going to have a very short shelf life. I don't see anyone rushing off to see this one on Boxing Day, given its Christmas theme. And I'm sure there is a really funny movie in there somewhere. You know, at the end of comedies these days, they'll often roll an outtakes reel.
Love them.
During the credits. But it seems to demonstrate that I think the cast were having a lot more fun actually making this film than the audience will have watching it.
How very disappointing.
Yeah, just, again, it was like, there's the film that we could have seen. Why didn't we just spend 90 minutes watching that? But underneath all the nudity, the crudity, the drug references and the fart jokes, Office Christmas Party is actually a fairly traditional Christmas story in the sentimental American sort of tradition. You know, you can expect ultimately goodwill to all men and women and even a Christmas miracle. But like I said, overall, it is a very, very average comedy. Office Christmas Party. It doesn't really live up to the promise of the very funny trailers. And like a tired old joke that you'll find in your Christmas cracker, that's what it is. But at least with that tired old joke you find in the Christmas cracker, you end up with a cheap and nasty plastic toy and a paper hat.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. It's not a good crop of Christmas movies because you got that and what, Bad Santa 2? Look, never mind. Just rent Scrooged on Netflix and watch that again instead. 25 years old and still going strong.
Why not? Bill Murray's still got it.
Mr. Jones, thank you very much.
A pleasure.